We tend to think of poets and writers as people who are more sensitive than the rest of us, so that's why we're taken aback when we hear that someone accused of crimes against humanity writes poetry. Here are the opening lines of a poem by Radovan Karadzic. It's called A Morning Bomb.
At last, I am lost to all benefactors. I burn like a cigarette between neurotic lips while they look for me everywhere. I wait in
the story behind the poem is even stranger. According to our book critic Christopher Merrill, who directs the University of Iowa's International Writing Program, Karadzic sent the poem to Iowa about 30 years ago.
This poem by Radovan Karadzic survives in a typescript enfolded in a book of poems that was sent to the International Writing Program sometime in the late 1970s. Karadzic clearly wanted to be a part of this program, and he sent a signed copy of this book along with another Serbian writer, we assume. And some years ago, a Bosnian poet was leafing through the library at the International Writing Program, and he pulled this book out and he said, "Look at this. It's a book of poems by the great monster." And inside the book was this typescript of the poem Morning Bomb.
One of Christopher Merrill's colleagues at the University of Iowa is Professor Russell Valentino. He translated the Karadzic poem for us and read it aloud.
I rush to drop a morning bomb on a lonely man, like a biting line more delightless than a mood. On the hill, a snatch of sleep and a glass of clear water wait for me, a poison mushroom and a viper sharply sworn, the clean.
As a professor of translation, what do you make of the poem?
He's trying to be a serious poet, as far as I can tell, and with some success. I actually showed the poem to a colleague in Croatia without telling him who it was by, and he guessed a fairly well-known Croatian poet from the modernist period. That may have been because I was translating it and he had some estimation of my taste. But if he thought it was lousy, I think he would have told me, "This is just garbage. Why are you translating it?" So it is a real poem.
Our book critic Christopher Merrill agrees with Russell Valentino. He says the poem has merit.
Well, the interesting thing is that the poem is not hackwork. There's a lot of innovative material in it, and that's the part that is most eerie, is that you think, oh, this guy really had maybe not a lot of talent, but he had at least some talent. And as you read the poem, there's so many lines that seem to prefigure the worst of what was going to come. This notion of, I rush to drop a morning bomb on a lonely man. Well, in fact, that's exactly what he ended up doing. He was rushing to drop morning bombs and afternoon bombs and evening bombs on the men, women, and children of Sarajevo during the longest siege in modern history.
What does morning bomb mean to you? What do you think it is in the poem?
This is what's so strange. I mean, the minute I read that line, what I could remember was the way in which in Sarajevo during the siege, you would be awakened at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning by what sounded like thunder in the distance, but which in fact was artillery fire raining down shells from the hills around the city. That's the first thing that came to mind when I read those lines.
Yeah, and you know of what you speak because you have been there. And in fact, we should say that back in 1992, you were able to meet and I think as well interview Radovan Karadzic.
Well, the funny thing is that I met him in the lobby of the Hotel Intercontinental in Belgrade on New Year's Eve 1992 when a British filmmaker introduced me to Karadzic as a fellow poet. And I think that because we shared this bond in poetry, he was more willing than usual to open up to a journalist from America. And it was pretty interesting to talk to him at that time because he was full of bravado. He was a little bit drunk. And I watched him in action and I thought, I can't believe this is the man who is holding the world at bay.
It is strange, though, to find out, as we did at the time of Karadzic's arrest, that he had been working in alternative medicine. And now to be reminded that he is a published poet, he's a former Fulbright scholar at Columbia, and somebody who wanted to be a part of the program that you now head at the University of Iowa. I'm going to put you on the spot, Chris. If you had been the director at that time when he was looking to get into the program, would you have welcomed him if all you knew about him was this poem and the others that he's published?
What a good question. I would like to think that I would make the right call. But
what a politician.
But there's enough interesting material in the poem to think that one could be seduced.
But then what does it say to you that if even a suspected war criminal is capable of writing thoughtful poetry, I mean, what does that tell you about not just the person, but about the writer and the process of writing?
You know, this is what's so strange and interesting about writing is we hope that the best of us is what survives on the page. But the fact of the matter is that over the centuries, a lot of very bad people have written some pretty terrific poems and novels. And think of the wonderful American poet Ezra Pound, who was tried for treason, who spoke on behalf of Mussolini's Italy during the Second World War. He said monstrous things, but he also wrote some of the most sublime poetry of the 20th century. Walt Whitman said, "Do I contradict myself? Very well, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes." And poets contradict themselves.
All right. Chris Merrill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chris Merrill directs the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa. We also heard from his colleague, Russell Valentino, who teaches in the university's translation workshop. You can hear Professor Valentino reading his translation of Radovan Karadzic's poem at theworld.org.